I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Each week at this time, we have... Actually, I say each week at this time. Of course, this week we're not at our normal time because of the July 4th holiday. So... normally, it's each week, 24 hours ago, we're at this time talking about ETFs with Tom Lydon. But this week, given the holiday, we're moving things around, and that's okay. It works out for us either way. That said, however, it's always the same sort of thing from the standpoint that if what you hear on this program makes you interested in getting more information, go to ETFtrends.com because Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. He is the president of Global Trend Asset Management. There's plenty of great information at ETFtrends.com. A lot of things to build on the stuff we talk about here in ETF of the Week. And remember, you can follow him on Twitter at ETF Trends. You can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck, and happy 4th to you.
By now, a day late. Yeah. But still, you know, hey, like I said, just because
we're still celebrating.
Yeah, we're in a time warp, but it's okay. Our buy of the week is...
the J.P. Morgan Alerian MLP Index ETN, ticker symbol AMJ.
Okay, well, you heard the crowd come in and start to cheer around the words you, the time you said ETN. So let's go over that again. It's the J.P. Morgan Alerian MLP for Managed Limited Partnerships. ETN, that's an exchange-traded note, different from an exchange-traded fund. That means we have extra to cover. So why is this the ETF of the week?
Well, a couple reasons, Chuck. First of all, in the month of May, we saw a lot of corrections in equities, emerging markets, high yields, bonds in general, and major corrections where folks lost literally years of income in a matter of weeks. But if you look across the board, MLPs actually held up pretty well. Look at MLPs, again, as you said, Master Limited Partnerships, as, to a degree, the toll road in the nation's energy infrastructure. So all the drilling, the transportation that goes on with oil and gas, natural gas, throughout the country, a lot of it's wrapped up into the MLP industry. And what it's saying is it's stronger than ever as more and more money is going into this area. But as you point out, too, it's an ETN. So there's major indexes that are tracked by these ETFs and ETNs. This Alerian JP Morgan MLP index, that's an ETN, is in fact a note. So the ETN is different in the fact that it's a senior unsecured, unsubordinated debt security issued by an underlying bank. It does not physically hold these master limited partnerships. It's collateralized loan by an investment bank that's tied to this MLP index. So in fact, it's the obligation of the bank to make sure that those investors in this basically receive the appreciation or depreciation on a daily basis that this index kicks out. So there was concern, as you know, when you followed years ago with the financial crisis.
Yep.
About ETNs and specifically what happened with Bear Stearns and their ETN default.
Oh, and I still know people that won't buy ETNs regardless.
And today, I think we have to look at it differently. Because if you look at the banks today that are involved in this business, they're much healthier than back then. There are also others that would argue they're actually more true to their underlying holdings because they're forced to follow specifically what that index does as opposed to any types of larger bid-ask spread or maybe premiums and discounts that have come up lately as well. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that it can be either way. I think as long as somebody understands what they're getting into with an ETN, then that's fine. To me, it's always about, do you understand and accept what it is that you're taking on? I very seldom look at any investment and would say, universally, that's terrible.
Right. So today, I think we have to look at it with the appropriate care and the fact that, yes, it is a different structure in the ETF world. However, is it secure? And you look at banks like Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, Barclays that are behind these ETNs, I think they're in much better shape than they were 4 years ago. Now, we don't want to spend too much time on this because there's another component which makes this ETN different. And that's the fact that AMLP, which is the largest ETN, the Alerian MLP ETF, I'm sorry, is actually a C corporation, pays income tax, where these taxes are actually taken out daily of the portfolio. So, for example, AMJ, which is this JP Morgan ETN that we're talking about, is up 27% year-to-date, where AMLP is only up 15%. And it's not as though the underlying holdings are different. They're actually quite the same. But from a tax standpoint, that's really where the difference is. So there's a lot to bite off here as far as looking at MLPs and MLP-related ETFs or ETNs. But A, it's a way to diversify. It's a way to get great income. And also they've held up very well. But also the tax structure and the way that taxes are taken out are quite different between the ETFs and the ETNs.
Right. And in this case, it's actually been beneficial for investors.
It has. It has. But, you know, you and I could spend a whole hour talking about this, but I think from an education standpoint, there's a lot of folks, there are a lot of ads out there about MLP ETFs. Make sure you look under the hood. Make sure you understand the tax structure and the differences between what's been going on in the ETF and the ETN world in MLPs.
Absolutely. And if you want that information and you want to be able to get a better handle on how they work and decide if this one's for you, well, go to ETF Trends, because there you can get all the information that Tom and his staff at ETF Trends puts out. You can also get more information on the JP Morgan Alerian MLP Index ETN. It is ticker symbol AMJ, and although it's an ETN, it is the ETF of the week here on Money Life. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the Friday, July the 5th edition of Money Life. Yep, we got to get you ready for through the holiday and off to the weekend, and we've got lots more to go. So stick around. Money Life will be right back.